So let's review. The Gemara relates an incident involving interest. Dudud b'nei mar ukva d'hava b'mar Shmuel. Shmuel had a copper cauldron belonging to orphans. Takal b'yavle, takal b'shakale, shakal igra b'shakal pachsa. He waited before and after lending it and charged for any erosion in addition to the rental fee. The Gemara asks, I'agra le'pachsa b'pachsa le'agra. The rental fee should cover possible erosion, and if they pay separately for the erosion, we should view the fee as interest. Differ of Anan inferred, Moisha Yisaimim mutil halvoisim beribis. Shmuel allowed orphans' assets to be lent with interest. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation. Shem diasmininu safinu lahu isura. There is no dispensation for orphans to transgress a blatant prohibition. Rather, the Gemara explains the incident with Shmuel, Mikabli alayu chuzcha de nachsha de kama de mikli nachsha batr dame. In addition to the erosion, the remaining copper also deteriorates with each use. Therefore, the rental fee is justified and is not interest. However, there are certain leniencies granted to orphans. Abraisa states, Karv l'scha v'rochik l'hefzit rasha. Generally, an investor who enters an iska where he shares equally in the profits, but not in the losses, is a rasha, since the investment is considered a loan and the profits are interest. Karv l'hefzit v'rochka l'scha chasid. If he takes responsibility for all losses but only takes a share of the profits, he's especially pious because there is no resemblance to interest at all. Karv lezeh ulezeh, rochik mizeh umizeh, zuhimidas kol adam. In an ordinary iska, he takes an equal share of the profits and losses. However, the Gemara rules, Moishal yisaimim mutal halvoisin karv lezcha, rochik mehefzid. We may invest the money of orphans under an iska arrangement where they share in the profits and not in the losses, as Rashi explains, because lav ribis mamishu elavak ribisu umidrabanan ubiyasmi legazer. Since this form of ribis is only forbidden midrabanan, they granted special dispensation for orphans. The Gemara digresses to discuss zuzi dias mehichav din lehu, how to manage orphans' property. At first, the Gemara suggests meisfin lehu beidina viavin lehu zuzi zuzi. Bazin manages their accounts and grants them a regular stipend. However, the Gemara asks, Kochal yekarna, they will eventually deplete the fund. Therefore, the Gemara rules, Chazinan gavre de meshafu nechse, umehemen, v'shama dina de reise, v'le mekabal shamta de rabbanan. We find a person who is financially stable, honest, and heeds the Torah and the courts. Yavin luhu nahale b'veidina karv l'schar v'rachik mehefzit. Bezdin invests the money with him under favorable conditions to the orphans, as explained earlier. Zok the Mishnah, a mekablin tzayim barzlam Yisrael mimnei shu ribis. One may not accept an investment where he is liable for all the losses because such an investment is considered a loan, and the profits given to the investor are interest. Av mekablin tzayim barzlam mina akum. However, it is permitted to enter such an arrangement with a non-Jew because, as the Mishnah states later, one may take and give ribis to a non-Jew. The Gemara points out that from our Mishnah it seems that Bershusa de Mekabel Kaima. Under a Tzern Barzel arrangement, the animals are considered to be completely in the manager's possession because the manager is liable for all the losses and the investment is considered a loan. However, the Gemara cites a contradictory Mishnah in Masechtas Becheiras. A Mekabel Tzern Barzel min ha-Nachrim, Vladleis Peturin min ha-Becheira. If one accepts animals from a non-Jew under a Tzern Barzel arrangement, the offspring are exempt from the laws of Becheira and their firstborns are not sanctified. Apparently because La Bershus de Mekabel Kaima, the animals are not considered to be completely in the manager's possession. The animals are considered to be partially in the non-Jewish investor's possession. The Gemara offers two resolutions. Had Mekabel Alei Unse Bezula, Had Alei Kabel Alei Unse Bezula. The Mishnah in Becheiros refers to where the investor shares in the possible losses as well. Therefore, the animals are considered to be partially in the non-Jewish investor's possession and therefore exempt from Becheira. However, our Mishnah refers to where the investor does not share in the possible losses. Rather, the manager accepted full responsibility. Therefore, the animals are considered to be completely in the manager's possession. The entire investment is a loan and the profits are interest. However, the Gemara asks, Tzayim barzel karislei. If they share liability, the Mishnah Becheiros would not refer to this as a Tzern Barzel arrangement. Therefore, the Gemara makes another distinction. Actually, in both cases, the investor does not share in the losses. However, in the case of Becheiros, kiven di lo yohav zuzi asi nachri tafes la behema v'ilay mashkech la behema tafes lo levladis. Since if the non-Jew does not receive his share of the profits, he would seize the animals or their offspring. This is considered for the non-Jew to have a lien or sufficient ownership rights to exempt the animal from Bechayra. Mishnah continues, V'lavin mehen umalvin noisim beribis. One may borrow from or lend to a non-Jew with interest. The Gemara cites a contradictory ruling from Rav Huna. The pasuk says, Mar b'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis chaynin dalem yikabtzenu. One will lose the money he collected as interest, and afilu ribis to'ebi kachavim. The pasuk refers even to interest taken from non-Jews, implying that it is forbidden. The Gemara offers two answers. Lo nitzucha ele b'chdei chayev. The Mishnah only allows one to take as much interest from a non-Jew as he needs for his livelihood. The reason the Rabbanan forbade taking interest from a non-Jew was Shema Yilmud Mimaisav, so that he would not associate with non-Jews and learn from their ways. Therefore, Hacha b'tamei d'chacham maskinim lo yilmud mimaisav. The Mishnah permits Torah scholars to take interest from non-Jews, since we're not concerned that they will be influenced by their behavior. The Gemara cites an alternate version of Rav Huna's ruling, which permits taking interest from non-Jews. The pasuk says, "Im kesef talves ami yisa ani imach." One should lend money to ami, my people. And the Brisa explains, "Ani v'nachri, ami kaidim." A Jew has precedence over a non-Jew. "Ani v'asher, ani kaidim." A pauper has precedence over a wealthy person. Furthermore, the pasuk said, "Imcha." Preference is given to one who is close to you, and so aniecha v'niya ercha aniecha kaidman. One's relatives have precedence over others. The paupers of one city have precedence over paupers from another city. Rav Huna explained, one should preferably offer an interest-free loan to a Jew, even if the non-Jew offers to pay interest.